honeys, you're about to love this episode of Natch Butte and my guest, Sophie Uliano, okay? Sophie is the best. You're going to love her. And we talk a little bit on the episode about her Gorgeous for Good weekend retreat, which is coming up in LA. And she gave everybody this really exciting promo that I wanted to just give the info at the top of the episode. So after you listen and fall in love with her and want to go, you can go back and know where to go. Okay, so her retreat is called The Gorgeous for Good Retreat, baby, okay? Let me tell you all about it. It is the Gorgeous for Good Weekend Wellness Intensive. It's a mini wellness retreat that runs June 9th and 10th at the Lion Hotel in Los Angeles. And can I just say also that I am doing a panel there on Sunday, and I'm very excited. There are some big wigs on this panel, baby. Big, cool girl bosses in the beauty world that I'm very excited about. So the promo that Sophie made for the Natch Butte listeners and anybody is called the Bring Your Bestie. Bring your bestie to a two-day health crash course and everything you need to hit the proverbial wellness reset button. 2 days of wellness workshops and seminars. And let's see, covering everything from plant-based nutrition to body-changing fitness to healthy hormone balancing to positively shifting your mindset, yoga, beauty, lifestyle, so much more. And guess what? This is what the deal is. Okay, so for $600, you get two tickets to the full Gorgeous for Good weekend, you plus your bestie, two gift bags with over $1,000 of amazing wellness goodies and experiences, four gorgeous plant-based lunches designed by Chef Roy Choi, which Roy Choi is a big deal in the culinary world. If anybody out there watches, Anthony Bourdain or any of the many cooking shows like me, Roy Choi means business, baby. Over 12 hours of life-changing seminars and workshops, the opportunity to reset your wellness with your partner in crime, and so much more. So that is very exciting. That is $300 each. Not bad, baby. And so I wanted to give everybody the link like I said I would in the episode. You are going to visit SophieUliano.com. That is SophieUliano.com/G4GLA. That stands for Gorgeous for Good Los Angeles. So /G4GLA to learn more about the tickets. There's also some discount codes floating around. So I say if you Google it, check it out. Everybody go to the Gorgeous for Good retreat if you're in LA. It sounds super fun. I'm going to be there on Sunday moderating a panel. I am very excited. So everybody check that out. Secondly, I just want to say you have 1 week left to enter the Schmitz Natch Butte giveaway. And two lucky honeys are going to win a huge bundle of Schmitz Naturals goodies. Two deodorants, one regular and one sensitive skin. Two flavors of toothpaste, one bar of soap, one full-size deodorant jar, and one travel-size deodorant jar. And you're like, Jackie, I need all that. What do I do? This is what you do. You're going to show us your pit, baby. Let's see those pits, okay? I want you to go on Instagram and post a photo with your arm up. And you don't have to zoom in on your armpit. If you want, cool, baby, I'll take a look. But I'm talking, you could have your arm up across the street. You could even have a sweater covering it. We just want to have a silly contest where everybody's arm up because we're having fun with the armpits, okay? So you're going to post a photo with your arm up in some way, armpit, pit on display, whatever, okay? And we want you to hashtag your photo, #NatchButePit, and then tag Schmitz Naturals and Jackie Michelle Johnson. That's me on Instagram. Jackie Michelle with one L Johnson and Schmitz Naturals. Schmitz is spelled S-C-H-M-I-D-T-S. So tag Schmitz, tag me. If you want to follow us, go ahead, baby. Then you can see what we're up to all the time. You can see what Schmitz Naturals is up to. It's going to be great. Your account must be public in order to win. And starting today, you have one more week. So on Friday, May 25th is when the contest closes. May the best honeys win. You're going to love the prize, baby, okay? You're going to love it. And that's all I got to say. So let's get into Sophie's episode, baby. Let's have fun.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Natch butte. Natch butte. Na, 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 natch butte. Oh, yeah.
Everybody, yeah. Cream your body, yeah. Everybody, oh, cream your body right. Natch Butte's back. All right. Welcome to Natch Butte, baby.
Wow.
You're impressed by that?
I am blown away
by
it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Listen, I was just saying how I get stressed out to come up with the new intros, and I kind of just riffed on that, and I feel good about it.
You should apply for the next American Idol.
Oh, honey, I auditioned when I was 19. I didn't even get past the first round.
Well,
we got a lot to talk about. now, Sophie?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so welcome to Natribute, everybody. It's Jackie Johnson, your host. And my guest was so excited about my song that you've already heard her amazing voice. but her name is Sophie Uliano. I said it right, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can. There's two different ways you can say it, and you chose one of them.
What's the other way?
Uliano.
Sophie Uliano. I like that better. Let's say that one, okay?
But you went more with the Italian, Uliano.
Uliano.
Yeah, exactly.
Arrivederci, Uliano.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sophie is here, and she is a healthy living and wellness expert. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and you can see her on Hallmark's Home and Family, which is amazing. I watched them all on YouTube because I'm a millennial and we don't have cable. But we have so much to discuss. She's a green beauty expert. And she's also vegan like me. And I love when I have a vegan in here, baby!
Look, I wore my pita t-shirt for
you. That's so cute. Tofu saves lives. That's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
We met back a few months ago during Summit X,
mm-hmm.
which was a beauty brand summit,
yes,
I guess it's safe
sort
to say.
Yes.
And you were the moderator for the panel I was on.
Yes.
And we just instantly were like, hi, we need to be best friends.
Yes, totally.
And so I said, I need to get you in Natribute, so you're here. And then you have a seminar coming up, right?
I do. I have a weekend wellness retreat
yes.
in Los Angeles. And you...
That's right, honey.
...are going to co-moderate the beauty panel.
The roles are reversing.
With Kim Douglas.
Who I'm obsessed with.
From The Ellen Show. And so the whole weekend is basically a beautiful retreat where I'm taking women on a wellness journey. And I'm a nutritionist, so they're going to learn about plant-based nutrition. And they're going to learn about meditation and all this deep, soulful, beautiful stuff. And then on Sunday, that's when we get into beauty and laughter and fun, which is where you come in.
Oh, I mean, I'm down for all of those things.
Good.
This is going to be great. So we'll talk about that. But let's start at the beginning, baby. In case somebody out there is a new fan of yours, let's start with, like, when you were just a little baby girl running around.
Uh-huh.
Where are you from?
Okay, so do you know what? I have to tell you something. The
yes.
other day, somebody, I hand on my heart to God, somebody said to me in a store, are you from Texas?
What?
No, they did. And I said, what?
Yeah.
And I said, no, try again. And then they said, North Carolina. And I'm like,
interesting.
Okay, so I am from England.
Yes.
Obviously, the south of England. And
I think you're my first
Brit.
Yes.
Really?
Which I'm so happy about. There are a lot of UK honeys listening.
Oh,
so
that's
listen,
fantastic.
I finally got y'all someone to represent you. Okay. Oh, are you happy now?
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored.
Yes. And your voice, you need to be on a podcast. you know, my like southern bumpkin twang with your like sophisticated English accent are going to go so well together.
Oh, well, I just love your twang. I'm married to somebody from the south.
Look at that. Look, and I have, let's just say, I've met a few gentlemen across the pond in my day, okay?
I'm sure you have.
I married in a Californian, but, you know, I did some traveling in my day, baby, okay?
It could have been a Brit.
Yeah, it certainly could have, baby. Listen, I've got a sailor on every port, as
uh-huh,
they say.
Uh-huh.
I'm just I did, though. No shame.
No shame
in the game, baby.
No.
In your 20s, you're supposed to get to know yourself.
Exactly.
And travel.
And those sailors in every port.
Exactly. Well, where should we get started? I think I want to start first with, get it out of the way, the veganism. Because I want to know, like, how long have you been plant-based and why did you initially go plant-based? I know, you know, Linda McCartney and Paul McCartney, I met some English women in a cooking class I did, and she said that they really started in the UK. Like, it got because of their vegetarianism.
Yeah.
And because they had been one for a long time.
Oh, she was back in the day.
Right.
I mean, they were the original. Linda was the original sort of vegan.
Yes.
And it was all a little bit weird. Not she was weird,
yeah.
but the whole thing
for sure
was a bit like, oh, you know, it's kind of like that weird, crunchy, like Linda McCartney. It was kind of people would like snicker about it,
for
laugh
sure.
about it. And it sort of went along with that little section in the health food store where there were a few little organic kind of shriveled veggies
mm-hmm.
and a Linda McCartney burger.
Yep.
And it was something that nobody in their right mind or certainly anybody had the remotest anything of cool would go near touch with a barge pole.
Yes.
So that was what I kind of grew up with. And the health food stores were like, you know, people were like, what? So you eat millet and bird food and stuff. And that was the whole kind of deal. Still is a little bit in England.
For sure.
But so I was raised in the countryside with animals and farms, and literally Marigold the cow was in the pasture next door. So for me,
I love that name.
I know. So for me, that the I grew up in a way with the best representation, if you like, of meat eating, where my family and generations were like, there's nothing wrong with it. Beautiful Marigold the cow munches on grass, she gets milked, and then there's the kind of slaughter bit that nobody really talks about.
Right.
But it's sort of, there was nothing sort of onerous and weird and disgusting and despicable like factory farming, obviously, today. So that's how I was raised. And then when I, 10 years ago, I wrote my first book, which is called Gorgeously Green. And it's a book about the environment, about how to be an environmentalist in a way that's fun and sexy and lighthearted. And it was kind of way ahead of the green curve. So I sort of got on to doing that. But I still ate meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I still just, and then I've written 4 books. And honestly, Jackie, it's only, I've been vegan for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
It's just been 3.5 years. Because then I started in the last 5 years, I wanted to study nutrition. And so I became a nutritionist. And the deeper I went into that, then I realized, okay, there is no going back. It is unequivocal, the evidence-based science, that the healthiest way to eat, I can no longer, in my own conscience, recommend to other people or for myself or my family that eating meat has any kind of health benefit whatsoever.
I'm clapping, baby. That's amazing. I like want you to live in here with me because just everything you say, I'm like, I think everyone listening is probably on the edge of their seat because it's just, everything you're saying is amazing.
Well, I feel so passionate about it because you know what? I'm not one of these people who's always been Linda McCartney and who's always been a hippy dippy, blah, 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 vegan and peace and love.
Same.
Far from it. And I come from a really down to earth background where my parents are just they think tofu is the most disgusting thing that they've ever, all of that. So in a way, I've had to really dig deep and do the research. And as a writer, I love to research. That's the thing. Lock me away for a month in a room and to do research. And that's my sweet spot. And I have to get to the bottom of it because there is so much BS and there is so much nonsense on the internet now. And there is so much stuff that people are believing that an expert, quote unquote, and even doctors who have no nutritional training or very little, there's all this stuff out there that is so wrong. It's misinformation. It's irresponsible. So I am on a mission, Jackie, to put people right. Because my friends, you gotta look at the evidence-based science. It's not my opinion, it's what science tells us. And that is that a whole food plant-based diet is the healthiest diet. I'm going to say one more thing while I'm on my soapbox, because I'm going to talk very quickly here. Is that as an environmentalist, I could no longer really call myself an environmentalist if I was saying it was okay to eat meat. Because clearly, the worst destruction that we're seeing right now as you and I sit here in this studio is because of cattle production. That is the worst environmental destruction in the world, and I can no longer be a part of that. And so for every reason now, ethically, compassion, all those roads have come together for me, and it's such a beautiful place to be, and I'm so excited because it's a lighter way of living. It's win-win to live in that, to be aligned with compassion and to be aligned with your heart and to have everything that you do in your life, where it's what you eat, what you put on your face, what you put in your body, has a good energy towards compassion and love. And now I'll get off my soapbox.
I'm like my neck is sore from nodding. I just feel like that's exactly how I feel. And whatever reason people initially go plant-based, you end up going staying plant-based for all of the reasons.
Yeah.
And that's what I always tell people. I originally did it just kind of to see if I felt better. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to wear leather anymore. Oh, I don't want to use products to test on animals anymore. Oh, the environment. I saw this documentary, Cowspiracy.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yes.
I know documentaries, take them, you know, they can be biased, whatever. But this documentary, there is a man in it, and I don't know off the top of my head his title, but he said, verbatim, he goes, if you consider yourself an environmentalist, you cannot eat meat.
No, you can't.
You cannot use animal products. And I go, well.
Yeah, you can't.
I was just vegetarian and then went back to going vegan after that documentary.
Yeah.
I took a few years off because I met Adam, my husband, and he's vegetarian, and I was, like, getting lazy. Because it's a journey, baby. But I went back to vegan, and I haven't been back since, baby.
I know. Actually, I think vegan is one of the hardest things because cheese is so addictive.
Yes.
And milk and cheese is really hard. My daughter, who's 16, is a vegetarian, and it's just that last thing.
She's just
like, I can't. I just can't. So I said, oh, you'll just do it when you're ready.
Yeah. And has she been to Vromage?
To where?
Vromage, the vegan cheese shop.
No. It, what?
It's amazing. It's
where
not
is
cheap.
It?
It's not cheap.
Well, they
I want to say,
are.
Listen, sorry, Vromage. This is for all the LA people. Yes, Vromage.
Okay, I am so going there. You've told me about a beauty diva light and Vromage, and that's all I need in my life
it's
today.
It's on Sunset in West Hollywood, and let me just tell you, when you're in there, it is like vegan Illuminati. I saw Alicia Silverstone in there. I mean,
no.
you see all the top vegans in this town
oh
there.
Oh, my God, and they make their own cheese.
Oh, they have every kind you can think of.
Oh.
And they're all taste different. The texture is different. They're incredible.
Oh, I'm going.
You would never know.
I am so, oh, my God, look at
yes,
that.
Yes, queen. I mean, yes, Brandon just pulled up. My engineer just pulled up a photo. It's like a real cheese shop.
It looks amazing. And what's so cool is I love the name, Vromage.
I think that's French for something, right?
Yeah, well, it's a sort of play on fromage, which is cheese in French.
Look at that, baby. Look, there's a little hipster dude slicing.
Oh, so
slicing.
Hipster. Look at his little goatee.
Got a little goatee. He got a hat.
Yeah.
He looks like he was on the bottom floor of the Titanic when it sank.
Yeah, he does. He's not wearing a hairnet. That's a little worrisome because in most cheese places, they'd make him wear a net.
That's true. But maybe he's vegan, so it'll be like a vegan hair
that's
and there'll
true.
Be some health benefits
oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So anyway, shout out to Vromage in West Hollywood. Everybody go if you live in L.A. Get some cheese for your next dinner party, baby. Well, thank you, Sophie. That was very beautiful. Where do we even friggin' begin? You're the green beauty expert. I think I watched a ton of your YouTubes because you are all up in the YouTube and the Instagram, and there's so much to talk about. One of the things that I thought was really interesting, because I am like a DIYer at heart. I'm a crafty bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to craft all day. You make your own products. You make lipsticks. You make you made deodorants. You made all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I think what would be fun is if, like, for a bridal shower or for the holidays or a gift, if you made an entire batch of lipsticks for all your friends and everyone could have the same color.
Oh.
And so I was wondering if you could run through, like, a verbal audio how-to on how to make your own lipsticks.
Lipsticks.
Because as we know, there's so much junk in lipsticks,
yeah, there
right?
is, yeah. You know, I did a lipstick. I'm not gonna lie. Lipstick and makeup would be the very last thing that I would go to for a DIY, only because it's not easy to do. You've got to mix around with all these little colors and pigments and mica powders. And I'm not a formulator.
Yes,
it's a lot of fun though. And there's a brand, I think it's called Bramble Berry, and we should verify
yes,
this.
I will.
Bramble Berry, but they do these kits, and the kit is a DIY kit for making your own lipstick. It is,
yes,
isn't it?
Brambleberry.
So that's where I made the lipsticks. But I make a lot of, on YouTube, you can see, Jackie, I do so much skincare. So I do a vitamin C serum.
Yes, and a moisturizer.
And a vitamin C moisturizer. And I'm a huge, again, back to this kind of scientific, nerdy research head of mine is that I won't just do a vitamin C serum or, you know, the kind of like, oh, let's just do it because it's trending right now. I really have to get to the bottom of it. It's like, well, what kind of vitamin C serum? There's vitamin C and there's vitamin C. And are we going to go synthetic or are we going to go completely natural? Which is better? Synthetic is actually much better and it can be vegan and it can be safe and it's a lot more effective. So you use L-ascorbic acid and that is the most effective form of vitamin C. So that's what I use in most of my serums. But then, of course, you can go the completely natural if you're a natural zealot and you can do something like rosehip seed oil, which is very high in. But it's all quite technical.
Yes.
But it's fun because it's if you love cooking, mm-hmm. it to me, there is no difference. It's like being in your kitchen with all these little potions and oils and powders and essential oils, which I'm obsessed with because I'm obsessed with scent of any kind. And you just get to mix and play. And so I've put a lot of those recipes in my books. And I was actually writing a review last night. There's this box called Lolly Box, L-O-L-I, Lolly Beauty. And they have these incredible DIY boxes. So it's a little bit like HelloFresh or Green Chef. You know, one of those delivery mm-hmm. things that you get the box with all those little pre-measured things.
Yes.
It's like that, but with beauty. So can you imagine for a beauty shower? It's all vegan, completely organic, ethical. It is so beautiful what how they've put this whole thing together. I actually found them at one of the indie beauty mm-hmm. expos, but
they're
awesome.
Well, they need to sponsor Natch Butte. Holla back.
Oh, yeah. Lolly, come on in.
That sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you were to, right now, let's say we have all your supplies in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and I said, Sophie, I really want like a moisture cream that I can use during the day.
Yes.
What would you put in it? Is that a loaded question?
No, I see where you're going with
Is
this.
Is that a loaded
you
question?
You want an actual,
yes!
audible DIY.
We want to hear it, baby.
Okay,
we
so
wanna
let's
hear
go.
It.
Let's go.
We're so both in lab coats.
Oh, we're both in lab coats.
Hair nets. We got the goggles okay. on. Yeah, okay. We're ready. We're in the lab, baby.
All right, so let me take you through. I have to close my eyes so I can really focus
Do you
here.
Say laboratory or laboratory?
I just say, that's a good point. I go, laboratory.
Because you know Dexter's laboratory?
No, I go laboratory.
Okay, yes, great.
Wait,
do you say scientist, or scientist?
What are you talking
So listen,
about?
Here, this is a deep dive. So on The Walking Dead,
yeah.
the guy that plays Rick is uh-huh. English,
yes.
right? But he puts on an accent for The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And sometimes I hear a slip.
Yeah.
And for me, a Southern person would say scientist.
Yeah.
And he said scientist. Or so he said oh. he said the word wrong. And I said, honey, your dialect coach didn't catch that.
Yeah.
So I was always wondering, next English person I see, how would you say that word?
Well, you know, what I think he was probably trying to do is he was trying to sound like a Southern.
Yes.
And it went wrong.
Yes.
So he was neither one nor the other.
Yes. It was like a mix.
It was a weird mix.
Yeah.
So what I say is scientist.
Okay. I feel like that's just how we say it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Not every word is exciting and
no,
different.
No.
Yeah.
Certainly not that one. But
yes.
anyway, so we got our lab okay. coats, we got yes. our goggles, we got our hairnets.
Yes, we are dressed up, ready to
yeah.
roll.
So what you're going to do is you choose, first off, you're going to have some kind of a butter.
Mm-hmm.
So you would use like a shea butter, a mango butter. I love mango butter. Mango butter is beautiful. And in fact, what I'm the DIY that I'm telling you now, you can almost double it up as being a cleanser as well,
Ooh.
Because you might want to do a little, you know, these sort of oil cleansing balms. But anyway, so you need your butter, cocoa butter, mango butter. Cocoa butter is a little harder, and shea butter. I like to use both. I like to use a mix of shea and cocoa. Then what you're going to do is you're going to melt that in a bain-marie, also known as a double boiler.
Yes.
Also known as just put a pot over a freaking thing
yeah.
of boiling water.
Yeah.
With
two
your
pots.
Two pots,
yeah.
exactly.
One smaller than the
One
other.
One smaller than the other,
this,
better
yep.
boiling water, and it does the job. So you melt those. And then you're going to put in some kind of oil. So if you wanted something with vitamin C, you would do a rosehip seed oil. You could do evening primrose oil, which is really beautiful for your skin. It has a lot of omegas. And you could do borage oil, which is softening and soothing for your skin. You could do calendula oil. There's so many different beautiful plant oils. And you want to get them cold pressed and you want to get them organic if possible. So in one saucepan, so if you've got this bowl, right, you're with me so far, Jackie, you've got your butters and you've got your oils, and you're gently, very, very gently, you don't want too much heat because then you're killing the nutrients. And skincare is the same as food. It's as good as it's fresh. You don't want to kill the nutrients because that's how you're going to feed your skin. So that's, you've got that in front of you. Then in another saucepan, boiling away at the same time, you have emulsifying wax. Now, if you're making a cream or a lotion as opposed to a face oil, you have to emulsify it. It's like mayonnaise because you're adding a water component to it. And when you mix water and oil, what happens? It separates. So in order to get it to emulsify, meaning that it homogenizes, you have to have an emulsifying wax. Be careful where you get your waxes from, because you need an emulsifying wax that is vegetable-based, like all of these ingredients. Some of them are vegan, some of them are vegetable-based, but there are plenty that aren't. So you need to pick very carefully. Now, here's the other little fly in the ointment, is that oftentimes when you're making a balm or a moisturizer or something, you would add beeswax to it because beeswax helps it to set really beautifully. So again, it depends whether you're a vegan who eschews beeswax or not. Some do, some don't. Totally up
to you. How
do
you feel about it?
I have used it in a lot of my recipes. I have used beeswax, and I am a vegan who does, I do eat raw honey. Mm-hmm. So that's my stance. Right now, I may change, Jackie. I change and evolve all the time. As I said, 3.5 years ago, I ate meat.
Yeah.
2.5 years ago, I ate fish. I still have leather shoes in my closet. They're going slowly but surely, and nothing more is being bought. It's a process.
Me too.
So anyway, so you've got these two pans boiling, right? You've got your emulsifier. This is much longer than you thought. You asked for it.
We're
We're in our lab coats. So you've got these two things boiling. Now, here's the really fun part. They both come to the same temperature. So this emulsifying wax is you're melting it either in water. You could melt it in green tea. You could use rose water. You could use any kind of hydrosol or water. So you've got these two things going on. They must be almost the same temperature, because if they don't, it'll, what happens when you, I'm trying to curdle, it'll curdle.
We do not want to curdle in our brain.
You don't want to curdle it, no.
So do you have to have two, we're in the lab right now, but
yeah.
Two thermometers in order to know?
Look, I've got to tell you, I never use a thermometer. Mm-hmm. I am one of these cooks. I was going to say kicks. I'm one of these cooks who just, everything's kind of a kind of crazy mess in my kitchen. And I guesstimate everything.
Well, you're intuitive.
But some of
us are not.
I don't follow to the T. But anyway, I just stick my finger in it because it's not too hot. It's like, oh, that one feels kind of warm. Oh, that one feels kind of warm. They're kind of roughly the same temperature. That'll work. And it does. And so then you're going to pour one into the other and whisk vigorously, because you really want to make sure that it mixes well. And then you do your little add-ins. So then you wanted a moisturizer for maybe parched, dry, in my case it would be quote-unquote mature skin. And then you're going to put in your essential oils. So you can choose. I love things like neroli because it smells so beautiful. Frankincense is very anti-aging. Lavender, obviously, a little bit boring, but it makes it smell nice and it's relaxing. Geranium is beautiful. Rose essential oil is really nice. And I would just say that, remember with essential oils, that you want to make sure where you source them is very important, because they do need to be pure. Not the multi-level marketing companies that sell these essential oils and they say we're the only ones that are pure and therapeutic. That is BS. I don't particularly like those companies. I hate the hard sell. So I go to a brand like Mountain Rose Herbs, which is an Oregon-based company, or there's lots of other ones, Veriditas. I'm not behind one or the other, but try and make sure that you go to a brand that's sustainable, because don't forget, we go, oh, essential oils are so lovely. But
and they're not all created equal, baby.
They're not created equal, but also know that it takes something like, I don't know, gazillion million pounds of rose petals just to make a tiny
drop.
Rose essential oil. So let's be sustainable in how we're doing this.
The flower world, it's a dirty world.
Yeah,
When I got married, I learned, oh, okay, if you buy flowers at the grocery store,
that
might not be from the best situation.
No.
And they take so much water.
So much water, so many pesticides.
Yes.
It's not good for our beautiful
Everything
planet.
Sucks. Everything sucks. We can't even buy flowers at the store without feeling guilty about it because everything sucks. But that's why we're talking about this, so we all think and learn and research.
Exactly.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. So there's your moisturizer. Pour it in a pot. Sterilize the pot. It's before, you know, get a little jar. Put it on the upper shelf of your dishwasher so that it'll sterilize. Because when you're making your own skincare, you've got to be really careful about mold and bacteria, because you're typically not putting a preservative in there.
Well, listen, Sophie, based on that, I'm probably not going to make my own moisturizer because I'm too lazy to do all those things. I tried to make stuff for my bridal shower. Like, I was like, oh, I'll make like little DIY lotion bars. I made a damn mess. I spent a gajillion dollars you're like, oh, it'll be so much cheaper to make bath bombs than buy them.
Yeah,
you got to buy all this shit.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
Oh, my God. It wrecked my house.
Yeah.
It was not worth it. So I'll just keep buying everything, okay? I support the American economy, baby, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's beautiful. If anyone out there does happen to make their own products, please tweet at us and let us know, because that would be a beautiful thing to know.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Pick what you make really carefully. So things like, I would never buy a body scrub because it's so easy to make. I mean, come on. It's salt or sugar thrown into a jar with an oil of your choice, a beautiful plant oil, a few essential oils, done. That is inexpensive.
Yeah.
And when you go to the store or some fancy boutique and it's sort of, you know, 20, 30 bucks for a body scrub or a face scrub or whatever, those are the things that I make, or a body oil. When it comes to lipstick, mascara, anti-aging beauty products, I like to buy them.
Yes. Yeah, you're not the first person here that has said, just make your own damn scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did do that.
Yeah.
And they got great reviews from my sister-in-law
My
sister. Everybody loved my scrub, baby.
Good.
I used Himalayan.
Yeah, salt.
Because I love pink.
Yeah.
And I think grapeseed oil?
Yes.
Is that okay?
And you could have put some beautiful rose in there.
I put some calendula oil,
oh,
I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, girl, I fuck with calendula. Are you impressed?
I'm so impressed.
I just, because of the Schmidt's deodorant, they have a Lang Ylang calendula.
Yes, a Lang Ylang calendula.
Baby, I love those florals.
Yeah.
I threw that in there. I did some orange and lemony ones.
Oh.
Girl, I went wild, damn it. I went wild. Yes, like we mentioned, Sophie's YouTube channel is so, you're so knowledgeable and extensive. You have workouts and like, she's in shape, honey. She is in shape, okay? She's got the workouts, recipes, DIYs, how-tos. I just watched one you did about spring cleaning.
Yes.
Which was really interesting. I watched one about how to detoxify your air and reduce allergies, because we all have allergies in LA.
Oh, so bad.
So bad. And so that was really interesting. And then the one about like cleaning products, because we're all just spraying chemicals in our house.
Exactly.
So that was really interesting. I say this just so people will go check it out.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a clean freak? Like, is your home very clean
no.
and everything? So, I just get the impression because of all your videos. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't be able to get in her house. I feel like I'd be too dirty.
No, I'm so not a clean freak
at
all. But I do... not clean freak.
Yeah.
I'm not OCD with it, but I do... I love scents.
Yes.
I just am so guided by scent. So when I walk into...
You're like a husky.
Yes. Yeah. When I walk into my home or somebody else's home, I just want it to smell of beautiful essential oils, and I just want it to smell clean. And I think I'm just common sense clean girl.
Yeah.
You know, when it's sunny outside, I just take all my comforters and pillows out and just leave them in the sun, because that's the best way to disinfect, actually, and to clean and to de-germ things like pillows and comforters. I just do what my mom taught me to do growing up. She's like she's totally frugal, my mom. She grew up like when she was a little girl in post-World War II in England, when she comes to stay, if she sees me throwing into the trash a potato scrap or the heel of an end of a piece of bread, she'll start shrieking and like, no, no, we can use it. You can do this with it. You can, you know, put those breadcrumbs in the heel of the bread and make breadcrumbs and toast them and freeze them. And you can use all those vegetable scraps to make a vegetable broth to make all your soups and your veganness. She will not let me throw. So that's how I was raised. And I have to say it's come into good use for me.
We should all be more like your mom.
Totally.
Honestly, if we all lived like that, imagine how different our planet would be.
I know.
So shout out to your mom.
Huge shout out.
Yeah, good for her. I love that. I was going to ask you about something personal, and this might be disgusting, so I'll just warn everybody.
Oh, God.
So I just got these shoes. Yeah. They're vegan. They're from a brand called Ahimsa, A-H-I-M-S-A.
I think I know where you're going with this. I know where you're going. Because when I saw the shoes, I thought, I wonder.
The smell.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so embarrassing. So I just got these shoes. They were not cheap. This was a lot. These were over $100.
Okay.
And that's a lot for me. They're very cute.
They're so cute.
So I've only had them a couple weeks. And honey, I took them off.
Yeah.
And it
and the smell.
Stunk. It's so humiliating because I don't wear shoes in my house. We take shoes off, you know.
Yeah.
It stinks up my house, and then I go in the bath. I wash my feet. They still stink. I'm like, what happened? Why do these shoes make? What do I do, Sophie? I thought you might have something I don't want to buy a like weird powder. I don't know what's in it at the. Why? What do we do about these stinky ass shoes?
Okay, so what you need is you. I've got the perfect
did
solution.
You looked at me and said, "I bet her feet stink in
I
those shoes."
I did not.
I mean, listen.
I didn't. I just looked at the shoe because the shoe.
Did you think my foot stunk, Brandon? Did you? I walked
he
in the room
me.
And he knew.
He warned me.
But I'm not taking them off.
No.
It would literally, you would fall over dead.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I didn't look at you and think stinky feet, but I looked at the shoe because they're bright red and they're so cute.
They catch your eye, yeah.
They catch your eye. And I did think, I wonder if they're vegan. This is my thought process.
Oh, yeah, they're vegan.
And I thought, I know they're vegan. And then I thought plastic tight pumps.
Yeah. Are they plastic?
Well, they're
I
not
guess
leather,
that's true.
Right?
Yeah, you got me there. I don't know. Listen, all I know is I went to Moo Shoes, which is an all-vegan shoe store.
I love Moo Shoes.
And I said, I need some fresh kicks, and I bought a few pairs. I didn't know they were going to knock maggots off a gut wagon with the damn smell.
No. So this is what you need. You need my powder.
Okay.
So I made a body deodorizing powder.
I need it.
The DIY, I don't think I did a YouTube video, but it's on my blog, sophieuliana.com, where all of my recipes are, and it's called the deodorizing body powder. And I made it for all body parts, mm-hmm. not just the feet.
Okay.
But what I recommend is you can put it like in, I actually think I even say in the recipe, make it in either a spice, you know, those spice jars with the little top with the holes in
it? Yeah, like a little salt shaker.
Salt shaker. Mm-hmm. Or you could even do a flour sifter if you need a lot of it, which you might. Obviously
I need a Brinks truck full at this point.
So
I'm so saddened by this.
Okay, so we need a flour sifter for you.
Yes.
So what you need to do is flour sift into the shoe before you put them on. The other thing you could do is get some of the little no-show
socks
and flour sift it all into the socks.
Yeah.
Then put the socks on. And then what you might have to do is get a little cloth to rub because you don't want flour. It's going to look like you've put flour in your shoes.
Right.
But it's really genius. And this thing works. I had people writing in saying that they were using it in other body areas that were sweating and chafing and whatever those body parts do.
Yeah.
But it really helps and it's safe and it's non-toxic.
I'm
going to
look
amazing.
It up in the way home and read.
It'll really help. And actually, I'm reminding myself that it's great for the summer now to put in
shoes.
I'm
telling you. I don't consider myself a smelly person, Sophie. I don't know what's going on with these shoes.
Oh.
I mean, it's bad. Well, I don't think I've had this issue in a long time.
Well, the thing is, vegan shoes, they don't give. There's
That's
no breathing or give in them. So if
That's
it's not
it.
A sandal with open toes, then you've got issues.
I'm telling you. I don't want to like talk shit about this company because they are cute. But
they are so
And they
cute.
Make them in tan and black,
they
too.
They do.
Yeah, but they stink, Sophie. Don't buy them.
Oh.
Don't buy these smelly-ass shoes. You're going to your life will fall apart.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know.
I'm telling you, like, if my husband isn't, if he's home, I have to, like,
take them off before you come in.
I'm telling you, I have to like hide because I'm trying to keep things sexy. I'm trying to keep it sexy. You know, we're newlyweds. I mean, I guess not. Well, about a little less than 2 years.
No, that's newlyweds. You cannot let him.
I can't. No.
You can't.
No smell.
No.
I'm just trying to keep things sexy. So these shoes have been stressing me out, and I knew you were the perfect person.
Well done.
Yes. Thank you. Well, listen, we have so much to discuss, but I think now we need to get to... You know what's so funny? I'm looking at my notes. I put, do you have anything for stinky-ass feet?
Oh, there you go. We're done.
Because I was going to ask you about this. And I also want to say you just put a video up about how to regrow hair. You have skincare for women over 40. Like, very specific, very helpful things.
Good.
So I just want to shout a few of those out. So everybody check them out. I will link everything on nashby.com as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we need to get to our...
Yes.
Our get ready with me.
Yes.
I emailed Sophie and I said, would you do a get ready with me? Because I had a listener email me and say, you know, it would be fun, even though we can't see it. I would love to hear everybody talk and like do. So here two people get together and get ready together and discuss what they're doing and what products they're using. And since Sophie's like the queen of green and knowing all these exciting products and things, I thought that would be fun. So she said, yes.
Yep.
So she showed up makeup free and we are going to get ready together.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I am so excited. Because I tried to pull all of my like quote unquote green makeup so I looked cool in front of you, but not everything is.
I did the same, but I have to say, I really was in a hurry coming out, so I haven't got the greatest selection, but I've got a few of my favorites.
You know what's great, Sophie, is that people aren't really here, so you could pretend, and I won't lie. Yeah, I won't like call you out. Like if you want to go, and here's my jar
beautiful
of powder,
palette.
I'm going to go, ooh!
Okay, good.
And so
good.
See if you can guess what's here and what isn't.
Oh my God. So I've got my vegan brushes.
Let's start there.
That's so
beautiful. What's the brand?
They're Jane Iredale.
Okay, I don't know it, but that's
you
great.
You don't know Jane
Honey,
Iredale?
Honey, this is why I need you here, Sophie. I need you to teach me.
Oh,
I need you to teach me.
Gosh.
Listen, no judgment here. This is no judgment zone.
Oh.
I just told you my feet stink. I'm vulnerable.
Okay. So how are we going to do this? I've got my brushes.
Okay.
You've got a big fancy mirror.
Right.
I haven't.
Well, you can use it if you want.
Well, I can use the little mirror that I've got as part of this palette.
I brought my Riki, which, as we know, they use on Drag Race, and it's by Glamcore and Honey.
And
everyone
I'm
is impressed.
Today.
Yes, everyone's impressed.
I'm buying it.
Let's start with like this. Okay, so let's say
with base foundation.
Let's start with skincare if we can. Like, let's say we both just woke up.
Yeah,
and we're like, we got to get ready.
Okay.
So what would you do? What would you put on? What would you wash? Like what? Because I have some sunscreen layers on. I'll tell you what I did first.
I'm gonna tell you.
I woke up this morning. I washed my face with Osea.
Yeah.
Ocean cleanser, which I know you love Osea.
Yeah.
Then I did. Do you know Odacite? I'm not saying it right.
No, it's Audacity.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm cutting that. Then I use.
No, you're not cutting it. I want to hear that.
I'm such a pumpkin, I can't.
I'll call you out.
How did I get that so wrong?
I don't know. But
because
I've
said it before. Why did nobody stop me?
And I'm going to tell the owner.
Please
I know
do.
Really
she's amazing.
Well.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know her, but she's incredible.
She's called Valerie.
Okay. Audacity. That's so much cooler. Anyway, they have great shit.
Look, I took a picture this morning.
Okay, you have to go through all that with me. Okay, Audacity, honey, their stuff is incredible.
Yes, beautiful.
Incredible. The most beautiful packaging. Their vitamin C serum, I mixed that with my Osea cream. Okay.
Yeah, the whole table is falling down.
Yep, that's fine. I mixed that with my Osea moisturizer.
Yeah.
And then I did my Kypris. Do you know Kypris?
Yes.
I feel like you know.
Kypris. I know Kypris.
Did I say that wrong too? Damn it, Sophie. Is it Kypris?
It is. Kypris, it could be.
Okay, listen. This is amazing.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Have
you used this?
I love that brand. I love it.
This is the Kypris. I'm just not going to say it right. Kypris Pot of Shade Heliotropic Broad Spectrum SPF 30. And it is a sunscreen and a primer. I'm obsessed with this. This is not cheap, but honey,
it's not, but
I love
it's
it.
So worth it.
I love
right?
it. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get that sun protection.
Yeah,
so that's what I have on the mug currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I have on the mug?
I want to know everything in that picture.
Okay. So I took, Jackie asked me if I could take a picture. And being the good podcast guest
yes,
that I am.
Yes, thorough as hell.
I did it. And so I'll tell you what I put on my face this morning. I got up and I showered. I've even gone further than this. I started, you told me morning routine.
Yeah.
So showered using Neal's Yard Remedies Rose and Geranium Shower Gel.
Okay.
So that's what I did in the shower.
Excellent.
Then I did use a cleanser in the shower, but that's not in this picture, so I'm going to skip that.
Okay.
Then, and I can't remember, I have about 10 in the shower.
Same.
But one of those. Then what I did was I came out and I put on a serum, and this is a brand called Pureceuticals, not skin, not to be confused with SkinCeuticals,
yes,
which is that really famous one that everybody, all the bloggers go on about.
Yes, very expensive.
This is the green, healthy version of it.
Okay.
Pureceuticals. It's a ferulic antioxidant C serum. Love, obsessed with it. So that went on first. I use many more products than you because I'm a little bit older than you, so I do need the kind of anti-aging
You look
business.
Incredible.
Thank you very much. Then the next thing to go on after that is an eye cream.
Yes.
Super important. So there's this brand called Sunshine Botanicals, and it's a very little known brand.
I love a good little known brand.
And she's in Atlanta, Georgia. She's an esthetician.
I love a woman-owned brand.
Oh, yes. She's a girl boss. And she has this brand of skincare products that I really love, and it's her Liquid O2 serum, and it's got a little bit of retinol in it, and it's got liquid O2, and it's just so beautiful.
You
and
have no under eye problem. Like, you have no bag, you have no texture, so this must be amazing.
Well,
I'm buying that.
No, it's good.
I'm buying it tonight.
It's really
I need some eye help.
I will hook you up.
Oh,
with
honey.
She calls herself, the woman who owns it, Emily, she calls herself the Skin Whisperer.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, so she is. She's very cool. So then the next thing that goes on is a peptide. So first I do a layer of serum with vitamin C, because vitamin C is very important in the morning, because what a lot of people don't know is that not only does it build collagen and elastin, but it also protects your skin from the UV rays. It builds up in your skin. Technically, you don't have to use it every single day, because it actually stores in the epidermis of your skin. You could use it technically every other day, but because I have, you know, skin that needs a lot of attention, I use it every day. That goes on. Then the next layering with the serum is a peptide serum. This is a brand called Michelle.
I love Michelle.
Oh, I love them.
Their oil cleanser is my favorite.
And she's amazing. You're going to meet her.
I know. I saw her on your thing. I was like, oh my God,
and
I get to meet her.
She is so smart, because she's a formulator who, I love them because they give a lot of bang for the buck, I think, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
They could, what is in their product could be $300 and is in some crazy cases, but they sell at such a low price point.
And you can get it at Whole Foods.
All those
which is
places. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think Ulta Beauty and whatnot. Anyway, so it is called the G2 Firming Serum. So that goes on next. Then the next thing that goes on is I sometimes use a moisturizer, but sometimes I'll use like a BB cream or something like that. So this morning, and by the way, it changes every week.
Because
you and I
shit.
Try new shit all the time. So this is just a snapshot of today.
Yes, yeah, same.
So this one today, because it's really hot right now, we suddenly got this weird hot spell with like beating down sun. So I wanted to sunscreen the heck out of my skin. So I used Color Science, and I can't read the label because the bottle turned in the picture, but it's their whipped mineral sunscreen.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Oh, it's got this incredible texture. So it's silky texture. And that's how I primed the mug.
Yeah. I'm so impressed. I'm also so happy to hear why we wear vitamin C in the morning. My friend Kulop was on here and she said, oh, it's because we drink orange juice in the morning, so we put vitamin C on our face.
No.
I'm a bumpkin. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm so over here. I'm so excited about all the things I'm going to mispronounce pulling out of my bag.
So what's the foundation? What's the base?
Okay. We're ready to pop, baby. Okay, what did I bring? Have you ever heard of Cloven Hollow?
No.
Well, they make little, this is, all that comes is this.
Yeah.
A little disc, and I pop it into an old
magnetic,
because they're amazing. But they're organic, and they're mineral-based, and they're an indie beauty brand.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with their powder now. So I just would do, I guess I'll, listen, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
And these are just like Groupon brushes, so they are vegan, but they're not nice.
Okay, well, we need to get you hooked up with some Jane Iodine.
I'm telling you, baby. But this is such nice.
Shirley. Anyway, and she's a makeup artist. But this is a beautiful concealer. It's called the Bio Concealer, and it's super creamy. And
you I gotta get that.
Yeah, it's I love it. And it's got all these really great anti-aging ingredients in it. Very blendable. So I'm loving that.
Well, people, they have come up several times on Attribute.
Yeah,
they came up on my
have.
Episode with Cameron and Rhea because they're a queer-owned brand,
yeah.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, so that's on there. You know, listen, I'm trying to impress Sophie. I brought all my, like, did you see I got the new beauty blender? It's the teal one. It's their new one.
It's so cute.
I had to have it. I know it's extra
vegan?
As hell. They sure are.
Oh,
vegan and cruelty free.
I was going to bring my beauty blender, and then I was like, oh, no, it's maybe not vegan, so I can't
I had to
be
make
humiliated
sure.
in front of...
Right.
Jackie.
Well, listen, obviously I pronounce things wrong, so don't ever worry about that. We're not a non-judgment zone, and my feet stink. But so beauty blenders are sold in mainland China, and, you know, makeup sold in mainland China is not cruelty-free because they have mandatory animal testing, but beauty accessories do not count in the mandatory animal testing. So beauty blenders are vegan and cruelty-free.
Oh, I love that.
Clear that up for everybody
real quick.
I like to spray in between some of my steps, and I knew you would love this Evan Healy.
Oh, I love Evan Healy.
Frankincense facial hydrosol.
And you definitely need that with your powder because otherwise you could start looking like a little too dry.
Yes. So I did that just to give myself a little a little moisture.
Yeah.
I love frankincense.
I love it.
I'm
as
with
well.
You on that. Did that concealer do anything?
Yeah, it did.
I need to do another
You look
layer.
Amazing. No, you, it looks. Let me see. No. No, it's perfect.
It's so hard because our the lighting, as
the
we
lighting
mentioned,
is so bad.
The studio,
we literally, did. You look about not you, but I. Anybody, most people would look about 108 in here.
Yeah,
the lighting is horrible.
If I could do anything for the studio, if I ever get rich, I'm going to buy them some lights because we need to be looking cute in here. What step are we on over here, Sophie?
I'm doing eyebrows right now.
Okay, I need that because I don't have anything natural.
Oh, but you've got the most beautiful eyebrows. You don't even need anything on your eyebrows.
Oh, honey, I do. I like a bold brow.
You do?
I just have a NYX pencil where I lost the top. That's where I'm at.
But you've got a bold brow, naturally. I have zero brows right until... I get a brow on, and then I've had them, like, you know, somebody once suggested I do a tattoo. Mm-hmm. I did, like, when I was in England back in the day, I would dye them, and then I look like Groucho Marx. So anyway, I've got it down now.
I want to hear this.
And I use this thing called Eco Brow.
Yes,
Oh,
you
my
read
God,
my damn
no,
mind, Sophie!
She came off the chair.
I've had several people in here bring up Eco Brow, and I couldn't remember it, so I was actually going to use Nashview.com, and I was going to use the search bar, because I remembered Queen Herbie was on here, and she had an Eco Brow product, and I said, I'm going to look it up and tell Sophie. And it's that!
It's Eco Brow, and it's great, and it comes in different colors. I'm using Marilyn.
And they are all named after a famous... The one she uses
star,
was Frida.
Because she's darker
she
than me,
dark,
but if you're fair, by the way, you want to go for the... Marilyn.
Do they make a red? Oh, baby, they do. Rita!
You gotta
yes, queen!
Rita.
Oh my God, I'm buying this tonight.
It's so good.
It's such a beautiful
auburn.
You're
not going to spend so much money because
I know. This is what my podcast does. I have friends that are like, I stopped listening because I spent too much money.
Yeah,
I'm like,
bitch,
have some control.
Oh,
I need the downloads.
God.
I need the downloads, okay? Everybody just listen.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next step, I just got this sent to me from Noto. Noto Botanics.
I haven't heard of Noto.
They're another queer-owned brand. They're based in LA. Everything is natural. Everything. I mean, this little stick right here only has like 5 ingredients, and they're
all
listed. This is the Lip Eyes Cheek Multi-Use Multi-Benny Stain, and the color is Ono Ono. And look at this fun color.
Oh, I love that.
And I used to be kind of a hater about like the little multi-sticks, I think just because I'm a makeup hoarder.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, I want 5 products when I can have one.
Yeah, don't give me multi.
I just do one little swipe like that.
Let's see.
I look like a warrior right now.
Oh my God, look at that.
But then I mix it in with my brush.
Yeah.
And then I have this great flush. And everybody on my... Oh, I'm just hitting... Tap, tap, tap with the mic. That's probably annoying to hear. Everyone on my Instagram stories has been like, Jackie, what makeup are you wearing? It's pretty much just this powder and this Noto stick. Okay, I went a little heavy on it, but you know what? I'm not mad at the blush.
Oh, it's really pretty. You're just buffing it out.
And it smells like peppermints.
Oh, here,
What's in this? Shea, jojoba oil. Oh, peppermint. There is peppermint
there is
in
peppermint.
It.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
So you've got a light peppermint on your cheeks.
Yes.
That would be the only thing
yes,
I would
but
say.
I'm not mad at that.
No?
I haven't had any problems with it. I love it. Okay. And it's a queer-owned brand, which is exciting.
Uh-huh.
Woman-owned, LA-based. They sent me some serums and stuff as well, but I gave them to Rhea and Cameron, and Rhea Instagrammed about them. That they love them. So everybody, shout out to Nodo, baby! Okay,
wow.
I am so happy with this cheek. See, isn't that pretty?
It's
really natural.
Very, very pretty.
I love it.
And the shade is perfect.
And
for you
can do a lip. You can do it on lip and eye too.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where
love
are we
it.
At over there, Sophie?
Okay, I'm going full on eyes.
I'm happy about that.
I'm doing eyes right now. So I have this palette which I'm completely obsessed with.
Okay, good, because I look, didn't bring a palette.
So I, you know, we get sent a lot of stuff, Jackie mm-hmm. and I, so we can have all of our glitzy palettes and everything. So look at this one. Look how used this one is.
Yep.
It's almost falling off. And
she
look,
went
that
in.
Color is almost
she
done.
She went in on that.
So I just keep on going back to this one. And this is by a brand called Elive. Elive, E-L-E-V-E, and I think they are in Austin,
Ooh,
Texas.
Oh, yes, represent.
Austin, Texas has a fantastic brands across the board, actually.
Milk and Honey? Have you Milk and Honey?
No. Oh, yes, yeah, I have, actually.
Austin brand.
So anyway, this is called the Little Black Dress Palette, and it's
I
just...
I love the name.
If you are fair, or, you know, if you're kind of fair-ish, it, for me, anyway, the colors, the shades are really pretty. And they have 6 different shades with all the crease, you know, that ones.
Yes.
And then they even have a really dark one to do an eye line with.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do, they have the illuminators, which
Ooh,
are so pretty.
I love an
so
illume moment, Hunty.
I know. It has a tiny bit of like little sparkle in it. So loving that. So
that's
I'm
really exciting. I didn't have an eyeshadow color that was natural, so I didn't bring one. I'm just going to do this Noto stick on my eyes a little
you
bit.
You are?
Well, it says eyes and lips, baby.
You're going fully multifunctional today.
Well, I do love a good pink eye moment.
You do?
Yeah, I'm
I
really
don't.
Into that.
I really look like a rabbit, actually, a white rabbit, if I put pink on my eyes.
So that illuminator in that palette is sort of like a highlight, like a shimmer?
What, on which palette?
The Little Black Dress palette
yes,
that you're using.
Yes, it is. It's a slight shimmer. And you
Love.
Could also use it on your cheeks. I'm doing an eye line right now. Notice I was getting silent on your podcast.
You what? Okay, oh, you're being silent?
No, we both were silent.
Oh, right.
For a moment.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, my
we're
gosh.
We're busy, honey. Oh, we're busy.
You know what, Jackie?
Yes.
That is so pretty
Thank
on
you.
Your eye.
Well, this is what I did with it. So I'm shouting out Delish again. They have this highlighter, and I am obsessed. I think of all the stuff she gave me, this is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
It looks like marshmallow fluff.
It is and, really pretty.
And I'll be honest, the woman who started the company,
uh-huh.
when I was at IBE,
yeah,
and she did it in a very nice way, but she goes, honey, I think I can help you with your highlight. Because I go pretty heavy on the highlights.
Yes.
And she was like, let me help you. And she gave me this. And it's so subtle and nice. And so ever since then, she had like a highlight intervention with me. This is just a really nice, subtle highlight. And it's a little creamy. So if you want to layer another crazy one over it, it's a really great base.
Oh, sweet.
But I love it. And again, natural. And this is a Canadian brand, an indie brand owned by women. All my Canadian honeys, y'all got to check out Delish.
Oh, I love anyone in Canada. I've just come back from Canada.
Oh, I've never been, but I want to go.
Go to Banff National Park. I
Ooh.
Did a wellness retreat there.
Ooh.
And it is one of the most beautiful places ever on earth.
Yeah, I'm looking pretty cute over here.
You are looking so cute.
Sophie, tell me about what you got
okay,
in your hands.
Okay, so I'm doing a blush right now because I've done the eye with that palette and I'm going in for a bit of a blush here. This is a Jane Iredale palette and it's called the Great Shape Contouring Palette. And why I look at it, Jackie, I love it because it's got the blush.
Yep.
And you would do the darker color.
Yep.
They have two different shades. It's got a blush, a bronzer, and a kind of highlighter. And it comes with a little diagram.
That's a really cute palette,
to show
too.
You,
it's really thin and sleek.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's great for going travel and going away for weekends. And you can just put the... what am I trying to say here? The blush goes on the cheek, and then they show you how to highlight, depending on the shape of your face.
Oh, I need that. I need some help.
Which I needed a lot of help because I don't really know how to do that. I'm not a makeup artist. So they said to put some of the highlighting thing kind of under the eyes, and then the bronzer, which it's got a little bronzer in it. And they show you how to do that. I don't always do so well with the bronzer. Somebody said to me, a makeup artist the other day, to roll the bronzer.
Ooh.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Do you want me to demo for you?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so this is how you roll a bronzer.
Okay,
you
get your.
I've got my brush. Like, it's kind of a big, fluffy brush.
Yes.
You get the bronzer on it. You tap.
Okay.
Like they do.
Yep.
Right? And then you roll it. You don't stamp it on.
Right.
Because then
you literally roll the brush across your forehead.
Yeah, or your cheeks or whatever.
Wow.
So that's what you do.
Wow, because it's sort of like a little sun kiss.
Yes.
Ah, little kissy.
Little kiss. Okay, are we on lips yet?
Yeah, I want to know. Again, I felt so lame because I was like, I don't have any, out of all my 9,000 lipsticks, I don't have any natural ones to impress you with.
Oh, I've got some brilliant ones here.
I mean, tell us.
All right, so I have got one called by, you would love this brand. It's called Kosas.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard
of it?
No. Oh, they, look at their website.
Okay.
You will die.
C-O-S-A-S?
Oh,
I was way off.
K-O-S-A-S. When you see their website, you are going to freak out and you're going to want to buy immediately.
Here we go. Here I go. I want everything again.
Can you see? I mean, they're just, and they're, the pigment in them and the color, there's something about this lipstick that it just stays for hours. So pretty, right?
Oh, their packaging's really nice.
I know.
So this is a European brand?
Is it? I don't know.
They have a little circle over the A. Again, I'm a bumpkin,
That just might be some weird kind of edgy,
okay,
I don't
yeah.
know what. It could yeah. be European. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. These are beautiful. Ooh.
So that's the, that is that.
Ooh, I want that one. And it's called Fringe.
Oh, my God. And this is the one
that I've got, which is...
Maybe they are European because we don't say bangs in England. We say fringe.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. Again, I cannot read. Can you read what that color is? Because this shade is good for any.
Rose water.
Oh, my
God. I love this color. A dusty mauve.
I'm sorry.
Honey,
but that
put
is...
me to bed. Send me home.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
I'll never be mad at a dusty mauve.
Nuh-uh. It is so pretty on absolutely everybody. So I bought that one along. And then I also bought along because I have so many lip products. Is that 100% pure?
Yes.
Yes, it is. And I do love the 100% pure lipsticks because you're putting fruits on your lips, basically.
Yes, which is, I mean, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't, exactly. So I love that. So that's what I got. I'm going to layer up here all the different colors.
What? Do you use a mascara?
I do, but I didn't bring one. And I use, I switch them out all the time. There's one by, what is it? Lily Lolo.
Okay. Ooh, what a cute
name. Lily Lolo. And they have the best mascara. I love Lily Lolo. That's, I think, is my favorite one.
Because I just brought my, what I use, which is all, you know, it's, I use Urban Decay and Tarte.
And Tarte, yeah.
And I know they're not natural.
They are, actually.
Oh.
Not Urban Decay so much, but Tarte is.
Oh!
Yeah.
We'll take that. I use this Urban Decay primer. It, like, makes your lashes white, you know? And then you put
and
the mascara
you,
over
it. And then you build on it.
Honey. I just, for some reason, this combo is, like, killing it. So I haven't gotten rid of it yet, but whatever. Oh, what is it? Have you ever heard of Boho? Green Revolution.
No, I haven't.
It comes in like a little bamboo.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's packaging. Natural.
That's an eyeliner.
It's from Whole Foods, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So hot. See, I'm cool.
You are super cool.
I'm natural.
And green and natural.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I have a green beauty blender. I have my Audacity.
Yeah.
My Keepress.
What did you call the Audacity when we
started?
No, you didn't.
Odesite?
Odesite.
Listen, story of my life. Me pronouncing things wrong.
Odesite, that is...
You're going to tell her, right?
I'm so going to tell her when I next see her.
Like, by the way...
You know people on the street are calling your brand Odesite.
Well, you know what? Sometimes we just see things and we don't hear them said.
True.
And that's
what
happens.
There's absolutely no shame. And actually, I like people having their own interpretation anyway. Look at this. I want to show you this, Jackie.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Oh, my God. Okay. So this is like a sliding situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a stackable product.
It's a stackable slide.
And then you slide it and they all come out.
And then it goes like that.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything right now.
Okay. This is a Jane Iredale as well.
I need to get all that, too,
and
right?
And this is like, what is it called? It's called the Snap Happy.
Oh!
And it comes in this little thing. If you could see it, it looks like a little tiny...
Like a compact.
A little tiny compact, but it's got one, two, three little layers, and they all spin out. Can you hear?
Oh, my
God. How they spin out?
It's sort of like a Polly Pocket.
It is like a Polly Pocket. And then It's got a really good little mirror. And then the top thing, it's got all these aluminizers and three different layers. The base layer has got three different shades in it. Then you've got like two really pretty aluminizers. And one is like, it looks like it's crushed shells on a beautiful beach.
I want
pink.
That.
I know.
It's so pretty.
I know. I love it.
You look like Ariel on her shell, like holding her little thingamabob. It's just so neat.
Oh, my gosh. I'm loving this. This is the most fun I think I've ever had on a podcast. We've gone
we have fun.
We've gone from
stinky feet.
We've gone from stinky feet to a rainforest, which I didn't even quite get there on my soapbox, being burned down, environmental destruction for eating beef and meat, which nobody ever wants to do again, to this.
Yeah.
What a day. What a day.
What a day
we've
had.
Doesn't get better than this.
I mean, where are we at? I think I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm going to do one layer of my... Oh, I almost sprayed myself with my glasses on.
You look amazing. Did you do an eye line?
I didn't.
Because I love
that
eye.
I did a simple eye.
I love the eye.
Just
I love that color.
Pop of color.
Well, it's made it pop, your eyes pop.
Oh, this is... I love this color.
Oh, my gosh. This Evan Healy.
I love
the frankincense.
I love Evan Healy.
Love.
Yeah. I mean, I want everything. I want to douche with this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just get that inside really snatched.
Moving on. Have you heard of Gressa Foundation? She's into douching, and I'm moving on swiftly. Jackie, have you heard of Gressa?
No.
Look, now she's hysterical.
I am not, no.
Gressa, you need to know about.
Yes.
This is a corrective foundation. And look, I just want to show you this.
Yeah.
So it is made with broccoli seed oil.
Oh, my God.
Which is amazing for your skin. It's a foundation. But why I want to show you this is I want...
Wow,
it comes
that
in a,
color.
It comes in a bottle.
Yeah, a little dropper.
Right, a little dropper. Mm-hmm. But I want to show you this on my hand, okay? So you can see I have a little sun damage on my hand, right? So I'm going to demo this here. And look at this. So it is... It feels like soft, smooth silk.
I
and it has
that.
The most amazing coverage. And it is correcting. And
I need that.
It is... pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And she has lots and lots of different shades. She is incredible, this girl. Gressa.
All right. Well, I'm buying that. Thank you for financially devastating me, Sophie.
I'm fine.
I need everything.
Well, it's the same, because I need a lot of your things.
Yeah.
And I particularly,
you have to get this Glamcore mirror.
I'm getting the Glamcore mirror.
I mean, you and I have put ourselves in the poorhouse.
No, I'm going on the way back. Before I get in my car, that's going
to
be ordered.
Yes, add to cart, baby. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I think we both look great.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
I've offended you, and I feel good about it.
No, I love it.
I know. I knew you could hang. I knew you could hang. Okay, so this is what we should do now. We're wrapping up. Talk all about your retreat.
Okay.
Where do we buy tickets? How do we get them? Where? Some of the greatest parts about everything. Give us the pitch, baby.
Okay, so, you know what I'm doing? Before I give you the pitch,
yes.
On my phone, it's popped up saying that my Pomeranian, who's called Sunshine,
yes.
right, is ready. She's at the dog groomer, and the John just said she's at Vanderpump Dogs.
Okay, yes, very exciting.
Right, having her group, which is where Chooch should go.
Oh yeah, we should get Chooch an appointment for
okay,
sure.
Okay, yeah. So he's just told me that she's ready. So just
so
saying.
So now you can get her on the way back.
So I got to get her on the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
Yes.
Right. Plug it.
So, yes, that's why we're all here, baby.
Okay, this retreat is called the Gorgeous for Good Retreat.
Honey, we love that.
Okay, and it's gorgeous for good because you get taught how to be gorgeous from the inside out over the course of 1 weekend. That means you don't have to take any time off work. It is affordable. You come for the weekend, and I and Jackie and all the other amazing experts there, we're going to take you on a journey of wellness. And you're going to learn how to be, and I say gorgeous for good because it's gorgeous forever, but it's also gorgeous because every single person, every single brand, every single thing you learn, every single thing about this event has a good vibes, good energy. They are women-run brands. Every single brand that is going to be at this event are girl bosses. They're, you know, they are eco-friendly, they are sustainable, they're green, they're people that have love for you, your health, and the planet. And so you go to, what do you go to? You go to sophieuliano.com/G4GLA. But you'll have this in your show.
Yes, nashview.com. We'll have this on the episode guide.
Thank
I'll put it
you.
In the description as well.
And we have some really special offers as well. So you could do, we have a bring your bestie offer. coming up. Okay, so I will give Jackie the details for the coupon codes because we're almost at this point, and I'm just being brutally honest here. You're almost going to make money through coming to this event because with the discounts and everything for the tickets, and you get your bring a bestie discount, and do bring your bestie because this is honestly a gift that we'll keep on giving. And I'm being serious here. The makeup and all that is fun. I call it the icing on the cake, but this is really resetting your health. It's really taking you to the next level. And, you know, when you get into your 40s and 50s and people's health starts breaking down, as many of my friends do, that's when my friends start running to me and going, I wish that I had been doing this, and please help me now. So listen, do not wake up. Don't wait for the wake up call. And you're also going to walk away. This is where you got to do the math and realize where we're almost virtually paying you to come. You're going to walk away with a gift bag full of $1,000 worth of all the kind of products that Jackie and I have been showing you and talking about. So it's all makeup, beauty, skincare.
I'm sold on that. The cheapness in me just invigorated.
Oh, seriously. For me, I'll look at a retreat or event and whatever. But if there's something really in it that will just move the needle for me, and that is seriously, we love to love you up with lots of goodies. And we're not talking just little sample packets. You know, you go to some of those things and you get those weird, like,
I'm a grown ass woman. I want grown ass sized products.
And also, if I'm going to try something, one application, seriously,
same.
I'm not going to see a difference from that. I want a full size bottle. I want to give it 3 months and then I'll tell you if I like
same.
It or not.
Same.
So sorry, just saying.
I think we're sisters.
We are.
Well, that's very exciting. So everybody check that out. And plug your social media as well. Y'all got to follow her.
Okay, so social media. Facebook is where I hang out a lot.
Good to know.
Because I do live streams there. And you're doing a live stream with me. Jackie's doing a live stream with me.
Yes.
So I do a lot of live streams because I love being live, because I love, love, love answering questions live. So my Facebook is Sophie Uliano, Uliano. Check it out. There's so much, so much. I love giving free content, as do you.
Yes.
So I just pump out tons and tons of free content every single day because I care about you getting and being and staying healthy. So Facebook, hang out. I also have Instagram, everything's Sophie Uliano, Pinterest, blah, blah, blah. And the only thing that's different in my wheelhouse is my YouTube channel is called Gorgeously Green because I started it 10 years ago.
Ooh-y.
And that's the name of my book that came out 10 years ago on Oprah, and it launched on Oprah 10 years ago this week.
Wow.
With Julia Roberts, me teaching Julia Roberts and Oprah how to be green and healthy.
Well, how amazing was that?
Just had to drop that.
I mean, life goals, baby.
I know.
Not many people can say that.
Well, it was a good moment.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love Oprah so much.
I know.
I watched Oprah every day in middle school.
She's amazing.
Every
and
day.
Back in the day, if you were on her show when she still had her show, I was told, because when I wrote my book, I thought I would have to sell it at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. I literally thought that's the way this is going to go. And serendipity came in and the planets lined up and I ended up being on the show. But I was told that don't hand your book to her, because if you hand it to her, she will not go near it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let her pick it up and if her hands touch it and she holds it in the same frame as her face, then that's when it becomes a bestseller.
Wow.
That's the goal.
And it worked.
It did.
Wow. That's so cool. You have to come back, Sophie. We have so much more to talk about.
I would love to.
So you'll be back. We'll both be at...
We'll both be at the Gorgeous for Good.
Gorgeous
Weekend
for
Wellness,
Good.
And it's June 9th and 10th.
It's coming up. It's coming
but
up.
I'm telling you, if you live out of state, it is worth flying in for. It's the beautiful Line Hotel, which is this edgy, cool hotel in Koreatown. It's so beautiful.
I love it. And it's close to my house, which is extra cool.
And it's really close to my house. And so you'll be there and you can, you know, one woman told me that she got an Airbnb for two nights for like $89.
Wow.
So if you're flying, it's worth you flying in because of that $1,000 gift bag you're getting. So get a cheap flight, fly in. And if you live in California, there is no excuse. You got to be there.
You got to come.
We want to wrap our arms around you.
We'll both be there and we're all going to be getting gorgeously green, baby.
Yeah, we are.
Sophie, thank you so much for everything. We both look really cute. We're going to take some pics. Everybody be checking that out. Yeah, Everything's going to be on nashby.com. So if you need to find any links to any of the items we talked about, any more information on Gorgeous for Good, it'll all be on nashby.com. And if I had to say one thing for everyone to remember, it would be, as usual, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Do you have anything you cream your neck with? We're
you
big
know,
on creaming necks
oh,
around here.
Are?
Oh, yeah. You got to cream up because that'll show the age.
Well, hello.
I mean, yeah.
Okay,
look
cream
how fantastic
in the neck.
That neck
what
looks.
I'm going to say is you need to cream sunscreen. Cream
yes,
your neck
sunscreen
up.
The neck.
Because have you heard of freeway chest? That's like a real Southern expression.
Yeah.
Freeway chest is freeway neck. And those rays come in through that car window and they hit the neck and they hit. And you get like a shadow where your chin is a white bit. But the sides of the neck, babe, that's what you gotta just cream up.
Cream sunscreen that neck.
Yeah.